This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's easy to think political conventions are about the speeches and the pageantry and the sign waving, and they are to some degree, but they are also a business opportunity, a great chance for lobbyists to come and schmooze with decision makers all trapped in one convenient location. From my health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, as it happens, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein spent an afternoon with a woman who wants Congress to pony up more money for medical research.
The art of leaning in. That is Suzanne Folk's forte.
The key is really arriving early and trying to start the conversations before the program begins, and then staying after to see if you could connect with more people.
Folk is with Research America, a nonpartisan group that advocates for medical and scientific research. The organization lobbies and educates Congress on behalf of academia, patient advocacy groups, and major companies. Some top priorities include more dollars to develop a Zika vaccine and keeping the cancer moonshot going. On a blistering hot and humid Philadelphia afternoon, Folk flashes confidence and charm as she met Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer.
Hi, Congressman. Suzanne Folks. I'm with Research America.
A Procter & Gamble executive.
I'm with Research America. We're a nonprofit advocacy alliance in outside Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia.
Even a college kid at a brew pub.
Hey, hi. I'm Suzanne Folks with Research America.
Nice to meet you.
Folks is on the lookout for people who share interest in solving medical problems, and the parties and luncheons here are a great place to do it. Sheila Krumholz is with the Center for Responsive Politics. She says when the conventions come around, entire Washington lobbying firms have been known to pick up stakes and move operations to the host city. It's a smart play when you're in the business of selling influence.
It's much easier to have these conversations when people let their guard down, the champagne is flowing, the music is playing, there's a feast, lavish spread out.
One of the great things about conventions is the person who could really help your cause might be standing right next to you. But that person is easier to find when there's an incumbent president. It's all set up, says Dr. Georges Benjamin, head of the American Public Health Association. This year, he says, when it comes to public health and medical research, who that person is proving to be a challenge.
There's no question that I know very clearly who's interested in health on the Clinton campaign, and we are really struggling to figure out who's advising Mr. Trump.
Suzanne Folks with Research America has also reached out to both campaigns. She hopes soon the candidates will provide statements on how they want to advance medical research, though Hillary Clinton has publicly laid out several ideas already. In the meantime, Folks will keep working the room.
So the real question is, how many business cards did you get?
I'm working on it. I think I have half a dozen or more, but the day's not over yet.
Folks says you never know when you might meet some influencer who you can work with in the future. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.